Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Inspire Radio. You're here with Jack.
And Danny.
And I would just like to say thank you, everyone, for your company today and staying with us, because we've got some very special guests with us today. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Macy.
Hi, I'm Raquel.
Hi, girls, and it's so lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Hope you didn't mind seeing me and Danny today.
Thank you for having us.
Anyway, what I would like to ask you, the first question is, I hear that you're doing some studying at the moment, and what are you currently studying?
So we're doing individual support in aged care at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think that you believe how it's all working out for you girls at the moment? Is there anything that you might be struggling with, or...?
Well, we're supposed to be starting work placement next week, so we're a little nervous for that, but the book work seems pretty good.
I can just about imagine it's nervous when you try something new, but the only thing that you can do is just give it a go and give it your absolute best by the moment. So
definitely.
I do wish you girls all the good luck in the world and good luck for the future. I'm happy to see how it goes, but I also wanted to ask you, girls, what are your favourite hobbies that you like to do at home originally?
So I'm really into, like, health and fitness. Like, I go to the gym every day. I sometimes play footy as well. So that's what I enjoy the most.
I enjoy art, so painting, drawing, sketching, that kind of thing.
Yes, I love painting and drawing as well. They're one of my favourite hobbies because I even did some cool art classes in my high school, Seton Catholic College, because Danny and I, we went to the same high school together, and that was Seton Catholic College near Sampson Road.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was a wonderful opportunity that we had. Danny left in year 10, but I still finished my years there. But ever since then, Danny and I have enjoyed being at the radio ever since, because I feel like we're a good, you know, good collaboration together, and we had that nice bond with each other.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That's the thing, though. If you leave school, some people think it's such a bad thing, but there's so many other courses that you can do.
Yeah, you can definitely get to where you want, even if you do drop out of school or whatever. You can still, you know, pursue what you want to do.
Yeah. The main thing I think that's really important about doing what you want to do is you've got to be motivated in what you want to do. Like, if you just give it a bit of motivation, who knows what else you might achieve.
Definitely, you've got to put your mind to it.
Yep, always put your mind to something and always do what you want to do. Yep. So that's the best advice I can give you girls.
Thank you.
So how long is the course that you're doing?
It was 9 weeks.
13,
sure.
Including placement.
Oh, including placement, yeah.
So 13.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's quite a short course, but we've learnt a lot, that's for sure.
Do you feel like you're ready for it, like for a new opportunity?
Definitely. I'm super excited. I've always wanted to do it, so.
Yes.
I'm excited, but I'm nervous because it's going to be hard, but I'm excited though.
Which is perfectly understandable, and for what it's worth, I wouldn't blame you being nervous. So a lot of people do.
Yes.
So it's
for me,
it's understandable.
Prac was the funnest bit, though, I reckon.
Yes.
It's no book work and stuff. You're just out there doing it, like actually putting it into
That's what
practice.
I enjoy, like hands-on kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's fun.
So have you guys got your placements?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, me too. It's in Mandurah, so really looking forward
same
to it.
Mine as well.
In Mandurah, I like to go to Mandurah sometimes to spend time with my dad, because one of my friends lives there and he invites me to stay over the night sometimes. So he's really nice. His name's Wayne. So we get along really well. I've known him since I was a wee baby, actually. And we've known each other for a long time and had good friendships since. So it's been really great.
Nice.
And you're dancing?
Yeah, because I try to get out to the community and be active as much as possible. That's my goal that I've tried to achieve this year. That's what I want it to be. But since the new year is coming in soon, there are some goals that on my list that I want to write down that I want to give achieving or go. So I want to do whatever I can to become more independent.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Do you guys think that you're going to get a job in this and, like, see it out for a bit? Or is this just, like, a little thing that you're doing to see if it's right for you?
I mean, for me, like, I've always wanted to do it. So I think, like, I'll see how the prac goes, which it should go well because...
Yeah.
But I really want to do it for quite a while. But
yeah, I think for me, like, I've wanted to do it for a while, so I kind of want to stick with it. But, yeah, let's see where it goes.
Trial.
Yeah, yeah, trial and error. But yeah, what about disabilities? Do you ever think about that?
I've wanted to do disability as well because I've always wanted to do that as well. I always wanted to do like aged care and disability, and just like
have go fun hand in hand,
and have fun and go see things that they want to see. So
yeah, I would love to get into like the disability sector of it all once I'm all trained up.
Yes. If you did do disability, just for an example, what do you think would be some of your grade of achievements that you would like to achieve?
Oh, I would like to help the clients with their own independence. So we have a saying in aged care, do with, not for. So you're doing with the client rather than for them.
Yes, I absolutely can agree on that because when you're with a client with a disability, for example, it's all about focusing on what they can do, not what you can't do. You've always just got to remain and focus on the positives.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's so good because you wake up, you don't know what you're doing for the day. Like, it's different stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So I couldn't sit next to a computer all day and just, like, it just would kill me. I'd like doing different stuff all the time. We go out on the weekend as well sometimes. You can tell them about that, Jack.
Yes, we do. We did it last Saturday, actually, the Saturday that just went by, because Danny's involved with a company called Mabel. And I know you might know what that company is. So I'll give you an example. So what Mabel is used for is for a support worker to come to your house and they meet you, like, get to know you first, like, see what your hobbies are, what you might be interested in. And if you're a match with that person, when they come to your house, they're like, learn how to drive the van, because I've got a van at home. But Danny's really good at helping me in the van and really good transferring me in and out. But I'm pretty independent with this chair on my own, because I got this chair not long ago, because all the fighting that my mum and I have been going through with the NDIS. That's how long it took to get it, and my mum was sick for a while, but she's feeling better now. I'm getting back on her knees. Had surgery yesterday, but she's fine. But Danny and I try to get out as much as possible because, as I mentioned to you guys before, I try to be active, and that's my main goal because I don't want to be, you know, feeling like lazy sometimes, like other people might be feeling, but I can understand how that's a big adjustment.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we go dancing and stuff. That's what we're saying on a Saturday. I take him out for dinner.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So I did go for dinner, and I did have one cocktail to drink, which certainly sparked the spot because it did have some nice ingredients in it as well. There was tequila, vodka, and some other good stuff, but it was quite strong, but I needed the buzz. But it was
Sounds good. Quite cool.
Yeah, because, you know, the buzz gets me going, and I feel really pumped to go, just to go dance. But when Danny and I first met, when he first came to my house, the first day we met, I admit I was a bit nervous at first. I didn't know what to think, but because I was worried that, you know, he might not be used to the radio like how I was. But I really do believe that I think he's come a long way and that he's achieved a lot in his life. And for that, I'm really proud of him.
Yeah, you get a bit nervous on the radio, don't you?
Yeah, I don't blame people for feeling nervous on the radio. They have every right. But the more you can achieve something, the more good you'll get at it. Promise me.
Definitely.
Yes.
Do you have any questions for Jack?
So what kind of dancing do you do? Like, I used to do ballroom dancing, so, Yeah, I'd like to know what kind of dancing you're into.
Oh, thank you for the question. My dancing that I'm currently into at the moment, that if I was to have a dance, say, around the house a little bit, I'd probably be into, you know, like a bit of tango.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah, because I love doing anything that's spicy, because anything that's spicy can make me a better person for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing about doing the radio?
My favourite thing doing the radio, and thank you for the question, because I do have one. My favourite thing about doing the radio is how I get to choose the songs and my independence and also my confidence. I feel like my confidence has come a long way, and the more I wake up every Wednesday morning while I'm on my way to work, my confidence just goes up every day, feeling, you know, I can do this and I know what I'm capable of, and I'm here to make all my colleagues feel proud, because that's what I want to achieve at the end of the day, to be honest.
Yeah, you definitely inspire all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, I will do, because, you know, because I can't imagine being anywhere else, and this is making me feel happy at the end of the day, and, you know, if this is making me feel happy, that's all that matters. Yeah, because this is what I want.
Got to follow your heart.
Good advice, Macy.
Thank you. do you have any other questions? Or?
So do you have a favourite song at the moment?
I do have a favourite song. You mean like an old one or one that just came out in the charts? Well, my favourite song is Untouched by the Veronicas.
I love the Veronicas too.
I've listened to it so much with Jack. He's in the car, he's like, yeah, Veronica's. Once we went out to, was it the rooftop bar or something, and these girls were dancing with him. And
well, because we just introduced ourselves to each other. Her name was Sarah, of course, and she had a nice partner that I got to know. But she's like, what song do you want to listen to? I can put it on for you, because they can request a song for you, my shout. And I requested Untouched by the Veronicas. That's what I said. Like, sure, I'll put that on for you now. So I was just about to leave because we had to catch the ferry on the way back home. She said, just before you go, you can listen to your favourite song. I'm like, all right, I'll give it a go. Yeah, so, you know, we had a bit of a dance and it was pretty cool. And we just got into the groove. And Danny and I have been through a lot of good things in our lives. But he's such a great friend to me. And I can tell the good connection that we have is a good friendship. It's worth it. Yes.
Yeah.
So, no, that's what my favourite song is at the moment. And I also love doing dancing. And I also wanted to tell you that since you told me you do fitness, I go to the gym twice a week on Tuesday and Thursday.
Good job.
Because the gym that I go to is the one in Coburn, near the Coburn Arc.
Oh, yep. Nice.
Because I've got my own membership there that my mum pays for.
Oh, nice. Do you feel a lot better after you go to the gym?
Yeah, after I go to the gym, sometimes I wake up in the morning and brush my teeth, and then I'm just like, I need to go do a workout. But after I've gone and done the workout, my muscles are definitely building. I'm getting some good muscles for this. Yeah, and I definitely feel like I've lost a bit of weight.
That's good then, as long as you feel better in yourself.
Yeah, because I'm trying to be on a diet, because I'm very funny towards what I eat, only because I care about my weight, which is understandable. So I try to eat healthy fruit as much as possible. You know, I'm not one of those people that's very picky about what they eat. I know some people get a bit confused by that, but I'm pretty good with my diet and what I eat. I only make healthy choices.
That's good.
Yeah, I let myself down on the weekend.
Why would you say that?
Oh, I don't know. Because just treating yourself, and then another treat. But it's just expensive to live healthy, isn't it?
Don't get me wrong. I mean, you could treat yourself to something, but you can only do that in moderation. We all know that. Yeah. So yeah, but if it was like having chocolate all the time, then there will be a huge difference towards someone's weight.
Definitely got to reward yourself, like, at the end of the week, the weekend, but just during the week, it's just routine, just getting up and, you know, making something.
It's really great, though, because another thing I try to encourage when I have my gym workout is drinking lots of water in my water bottle to keep up my fluids.
Definitely, because it's so easy to get dehydrated.
Yeah.
Yep.
Especially now it's hot outside, so it's getting warmer. So.
Yeah, I'm boiling in here. There's no aircon. I just put the fan on behind me and it's not working.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure hypothetically how many degrees it is today. I didn't get a chance to look. I forgot, but I'll figure out that later.
So what sort of music do you guys like?
I love the Veronicas as well.
Oh, yes, that's something you're
saying that,
yeah. That's something you and I can both agree on, but Untouched was their biggest hit that made them famous.
Yeah, they play it everywhere. Like,
yeah.
So good. Like, their music is kind of timeless, like you can just listen to it constantly. Or
I pretty much just listen to just random things, so many things like Flume, like Calvin Harris, like just all those kind of upbeat kind of tunes.
Flume's pretty good, but one of my other favorite artists professionally is, I love Amy Shark.
Oh yes, the song that she has called Adore. Is it Adore?
Yep. And I also love her song Everybody Rise as well.
I don't think I've heard that one.
She did that one in 2019, but it's been pretty good. But exciting news about Amy Shark is that she's coming to concert soon, and my mum has got tickets for her and I to go together.
Oh my god,
that's exciting!
Yeah,
that's so much fun.
I do have some other exciting news for you guys that I forgot to tell you. I actually have a twin brother, so I'm a twin.
Wow. What's his name?
His name's Ryan. So we're both the same age. We're both 22 because it was our birthday on the 15th of November. But we both got born. Ryan was born first and then I was born second. But, you know, it was a very premature birth back then because he came out first and I was second. You know, it was a lot for my mum to handle, a lot for her to go through during that time. And I admit that it was very crucial for my mum, for our whole family. But me and Ryan growing up, I've noticed that sometimes even the brothers can annoy you. Sometimes they're good to have around the family because my brother's off to Kalgoorlie next year.
Oh, really? All my family lives in Kalgoorlie?
He was supposed to go to a trip this year, but because of all the COVID restrictions, it actually had to get cancelled, and it kind of upset me a bit because I knew how hard he was working, that he finished his exams, he was just ready to go. Then, of course, the COVID restrictions hit and he wasn't allowed to go, so I felt a bit sorry for him.
Definitely the COVID restrictions.
Yeah, COVID's ruined a lot of things.
Quite a lot of things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but I do like to dance and I do like doing pet painting as well. That's really great. Another one of my favorite hobbies is also swimming because I've got my own swimming pool at home.
Wow, I wish I had a swimming pool at home.
Me too.
And the best thing about it is that it's heated as well.
Oh, so you can go when it's freezing cold.
So when it's a hot day, it'll just be nice and cold for me to go in and I can just relax and swim in the water.
Do you not go in the ocean, Jack?
Well, no, I can't really because it's a bit difficult with this new chair and everything. But I try to be like healthy and swim in the pool as possible. So it's all good. Mm. But I have achieved a lot in life and it's been really great.
That's great then.
Yeah. Been a good interview though.
Yes.
We always get people in there that want to come in and we get so many different people through there. We had, who was it last time? Yeah, we were doing disability, so it really fits.
We had.
Well. Yeah.
But that's pretty much the same thing, is caring as well. So
last time we also had the Malibu school students who we interviewed. They finished for this year because they had to go back to school. Plus, it's getting to the end of the year anyway. But I always love interviewing new people because I want to talk to new people and introduce myself properly, so it's all good.
Well, we really enjoy talking to you. It's been great.
And thank you for your time today, Macy and Rigel.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, cheers. Yes. Good luck with your course as well, guys.
Thank you. And good luck for the course, Macy and Rigel. I wish you the best of luck and hope you can do what you need to do and just remember, concentrate on breathing, and it's about what makes you feel happy at the end of the day.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Thank you so much. I will speak to you again soon, though. But in the meantime, I'm going to chuck on some tunes. This next song I've got is called Believe by Sher. Bye.